Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Cindy in Virginia needs some help getting her deck ready for the season. What can we do for you?
Yes, I painted my deck white. It was previously stained, and it keeps getting this blackish, like mold or substance on it. And I've tried fret cutter and siding cleaner and soap and water, and it just will not keep it off of there. Can you tell me what it is or what
this
I can do
wood,
about it?
This is a wood deck?
It is.
Have you used a deck cleaner?
I have.
Hmm.
And it still keeps coming back.
Did you use one that had oxygenated bleach in it?
Or even just bleach and water or OxyClean?
I've tried OxyClean as well, yes.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't lighten it up at all? There's a product
it lightens
out.
It up, but it just keeps coming back.
Okay.
I mean, it's
okay.
Just like it covers it up for a day or two, and then it comes right back.
It comes back in a day or two?
Well, it seems like a day or two.
Seems
maybe
like
it's a little
day
longer.
It could be a month or two, but it seems like a day or two. Let's talk about the area that this deck in. Is it very shady?
We have a tree hanging over the deck.
Yeah. Well, that's clearly contributing to it because you get tree droppings and you also have the shade. The shade blocks the sun, and the sun is the best mildewcide out there.
And the deck is an organic material, so, you know, everything that's on there, you get the shade, you get the moisture, you get the wood deck, and all of a sudden you've got mold or mildew growth right there.
Well, I get this morning sun, but the afternoon and evening, it's definitely shaded.
I would, if I were you, Cindy, I would try to really work at it with some bleach and water and, like, you know, a good amount of elbow grease. But I think what you're going to see is if you mix up some bleach and water, maybe 50-50, pour it on the area, let it sit for like 10 or so minutes. Do this in the morning time when you've got the sun on that area, and you'll see that that's going to really cut down on that mold and get rid of it. And then once it's gone, I mean, it's always going to come back if you don't try to get some sun on it for a larger portion of the day. Is there an area of the tree that you can trim back? You know, can you do something to get more sunlight on this? And then once you've killed off whatever is there, I mean, I don't know how long ago you painted it. Maybe it's time to prime and paint again so that you're sealing in whatever's there that you've cleaned and killed. And then starting from scratch, if you will, and getting some more sunlight on it, that should help you right there.
Okay. I'll give that a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.